A diverse mix of experts in agriculture, business, and international trade gathered in Sioux Falls recently, exploring the potential for global growth of exports from the region. The 2026 Midwest Agriculture Summit, hosted by South Dakota Trade, featured discussions on trade agreements, value-added agriculture, and the role farmers play in growing international demand for South Dakota goods. South Dakota wheat farmer Treg Cronin of Gettysburg took part in one panel, outlining South Dakota's partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, the American wheat farmers' export development arm. Cronin explained geopolitical tensions in the Middle East and Black Sea region reinforce the reliability of the U.S. wheat supply.
Year in, year out, the U.S. is always open for business. We've always got a consistent supply of all kinds of agriculture commodities, but wheat in particular. You don't have to worry about geopolitical tensions, things not being able to be loaded. We're always there. We're always reliable. And I think that this environment is making importers realize that those two things you can always count on with the United States, and that's consistent quality and reliability.
Cronin is encouraged to see new emphasis put on wheat buyers in the Western Hemisphere and points to recent successes in Peru, a traditional buyer of Canadian wheat.
Because of the investments that the U.S. wheat team has made in South America, they were able to work with the importers there, get the quantity into a manageable size for them, and put HRW and HRS into Peru, and it worked out famously. They love the product. They love the consistency of it.
South Dakota wheat farmer Checkoff Investments support this international market development work. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.